told myself I would never come back.
Don't worry, it all ends tonight.
Someone needs to burn this place to the ground.
Ooh, I like that.
Nissa, can you remember me? I'm the one that picked the object. Nissa, can you remember me? I'm the one that picked the object.
We've been on a lot of adventures together, but it seems like you haven't learned anything. Anything.
I'll be in the limo.
Okay, here's the deal. For every reason I liked the first Hangover film, I hated the second one. Nasty characters and general obnoxiousness aside, the first sequel was awful for simply reshooting the first movie and moving the location from Vegas to Bangkok. In this installment of the Ribald franchise, things go differently, and that's a relief. Doug is kidnapped and the rest of the wolf pack is forced to find the criminal Chow by a ruthless gangster. This version of the Hangover actually takes the characters down a different path. Rather than trying to top the first two films, it just goes on its own to make a caustic comedy. Ken Jeong steals the show as the disturbing Chow, though a little too much focus is given to Zach Galifianakis and his quirks. I have to admit that once I got past the trailer-spoiled first 10 minutes of the movie, I actually found myself laughing quite a bit from the film. It's not high art, but it's entertaining, and at least it's something new. The Hangover Part 3 gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.